Those Two Girls Catch Up.
What a morning.
What a morning. Look, when you listen to the show, you'll hear for the third day in a row we call out for people to ring and tell us their story or what have you today. Croc Encounters, highly disappointing. The phones weren't working again. So
I believe they should be fixed for tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Well, I hope so.
Well, I'm going to redo that crocodile break.
Mm.
Yeah.
But if you listen to the podcast, or if you're listening live, you'd probably notice a few mistakes happened. Depends what market
it's
you're in.
New.
Depends if you're if you're in Sydney or Melbourne, you probably heard a few off airs.
Yeah. Oh well. Look.
Oh well.
And you missed a couple of breaks. So good news, they're all in the podcast.
I don't think people look. To be honest, I don't think there's anyone out there who would listen to the radio show and then re-listen
Rubbish.
To it on the podcast.
Rubbish. I think everyone wants instant replays.
Do you know what really helps our podcast though? I'll just say it now: is if you're listening to Those Two Girls Catch Up, which you clearly are, go to the App Store and rate it and leave a comment because that helps it kind of rise through
Does
the.
It?
Mm. Yeah.
Coming up to contract negotiations, it all
everybody,
looks good.
Everybody
yeah, it does
rise.
Definitely. Like, just do give yourself. A few aliases, write a few comments in there. That's what Lise and I do. Yeah, it's all there.
There's one from a lady called like something like Byron Bay 783. That's my sister.
Wait, just let me see if there's anything.
I haven't gone in yonks, actually, truth be told.
Yeah, no, nor have I. I'm just going to whip in right now and see if there's anything complimentary to lift my mood. Oh, yeah, Lise is the funny one. No, they didn't say that. Okay. Okay, all right. You know what? This one's from November, which is a fair call because we had basically two months off. But it's from Sean, and he wrote, oh, look, it's weird when you read your own accolades, but I'll do it. Couldn't be a more amazing podcast to listen to. I mean, Sean, have you listened to Hamish and Andy or there are? If you can't
They're
catch the Daily Show. Everyone seems to like Joe Rogan as well. Words cannot describe how incredibly,
doing quite well as well,
incredibly funny, insightful, and downright amazing Sarah and Lise are. If you haven't listened yet, you are totally missing out. Subscribe now to ensure the weekday podcast drops down to you when posted. You will not regret it. 3 love hearts.
Case file, true crime, even that's pretty good.
I mean, yeah, I've got a whole lot. That
I feel we should send Sean a few recommendations.
What about this one from Trish? Thank you, brightening each and every day. It should be those two amazing girls.
Thanks, Mum.
Thanks.
Feel a name change?
Trish.
Those two amazing girls. This is.
That's nice. I mean, this one is awkward. Thank you for bringing me joy and making me laugh every day. And a really big thank you for hiring Jace. He is legit sexy AF. And
oh,
not,
my God.
And look. Not just a radio voice. I'm a big fan. So please
Jace,
reach out when you decide to bat for the other team.
Ooh,
look, I'd like to be acknowledged for my skills and know-how. I mean, I know I took us off air a few times today, but... My skills and know-how over my looks.
Do you
looks.
Feel objectified?
I'm not just a piece of meat, okay?
Well,
I feel that Jace, and I say this, you should take this as an absolute compliment. I feel that you are becoming somewhat of a gay icon. We've had a lot of amazing gay men saying to us, oh, gosh, if only he wasn't engaged.
This is Sarah's, not this Sarah, my Sarah.
I felt that about Ricky Martin.
Well, but he was gay.
He was. But, you know, like, it's hard when you're like, if only he was
swallow.
Straight.
Oh,
it
okay.
is, you know, when you realise that someone you've got a crush on is not of your persuasion.
My Sarah never has to worry about girls coming onto me because it never happens. I'm niche attractive to gay men and elderly women.
Niche attractive.
Yeah.
So I'm engaged, that's... everybody. I'm off
guys,
the market.
Back off.
Yeah. Okay. So leave some more comments just to boost Jace's ego and in turn boost our
Maybe talk about my skills.
Boost our niche podcast.
Okay, let's get in the show and then we'll come back. We'll play another round of I'm Still Standing, huh?
Oh, yes, please.
I got a good one.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Those two girls.
Morning, morning.
Hello.
May I float something by you, Lise, and just gauge your reaction on it to suss out if it was the same as mine yesterday?
I mean, isn't that the foundation of our entire career? Of course
yes,
you can. That's why I'm here.
Okay. I went to a cafe with a girlfriend yesterday to have a spot of brekkie. Now, previously, people may know I have raged against the hospitality machine that is putting serviettes directly under the food.
Mm.
I don't understand why establishments do that because it thus renders the serviette completely useless when it's already covered
redundant.
In food. Well, now I've got a new bugbear, and that is the cafe I went to, I ordered toast with poached eggs on it.
Nice.
All right. So something you've really got to tuck into with the knife and fork to cut. Now, typically, what kind of plate would that be served on?
I would say it would be a medium-sized white ceramic dinner plate.
Mm-hmm, that's right. No, Lise, I got it in a bowl. A bowl.
Okay, hold on. Explain this to me. So the triangles of toast are
no triangles. It was actually just a giant slab of sourdough.
What?
That would have been the size of my two hands put together with the poached eggs and avocado on it in
a bowl. What did they
did,
had they not put the dishwasher on the night
no,
before?
Because my friend ordered toast with something else on it, got a flat dinner plate.
They've done something wrong. This
different
is a mistake.
Menu items. But how do you know how awkward it was? I looked like a chicken the entire time I was eating with my elbows up in the air trying to delicately.
Chickens don't use knives and forks.
Well, no, they don't.
You know, I don't need that negative.
You're someone bringing the negativity.
Why didn't you delve deeper, Sarah? Why didn't you ask?
Because I'm not that person.
No, but no, you did.
I just suck it up and eat it.
And then air it on a national radio show. Got him.
But no, not to complain, but to say I'm really curious. Is this what they're doing over?
No, because that's just a passive aggressive flex.
It is.
Like, hi, excuse me, curious. Is this a European trend?
Are they doing?
Why is my toast in a bowl?
But I would really like to know.
That's the difference between you and me.
I would be 100% passive aggressive about it, for sure.
Again, the foundation of our friendship. And our entire career.
Good morning.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
This is Those Two Girls. Sorry, I was recording something else and just wasn't paying attention.
Sweet back, still a little bit rusty.
We're here.
It's a well-oiled machine.
You can follow the girls on Instagram.
Again, still a mystery as to why we're at this hour of day, isn't it? Hey guys, on Channel 10's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here last night, there was a revelation made by Australia's sweetheart, Grant Denyer. The campmates were sitting around playing a game of truth or lie, where obviously they had to tell a story and everyone had to guess whether it was in fact or fiction.
I love that game. We should try and play that.
Please, dude, you know what? Oh, this makes me angry.
Why?
Because when we stayed together, I made you watch possibly my favourite show on the ABC called Would
Show.
I Lie to You? Which is
great show.
Great show, Jace.
So
and Lise doesn't get, I mean, oh, it makes me so angry when you say that.
I can't handle English accents.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, wow. On television.
Okay.
Isn't that high and mighty?
Oh, God. Listen
we
to
all don't like your
the
French
little
accent.
Frenchie
I have a French accent.
Anyway, okay, I'm going to just take us off that tangent and bring us back on track. Here's what Grant Denyer revealed in his Truth or Lie tale.
Pamela Anderson wanted to date me.
How did you know she wanted to date you?
She was like, you're cute. She goes, do you want to come to a party with me?
And what'd you say?
I said no.
Why did you say no?
Because I had to fly home.
Regret it to this day.
That's right. So Grant was a bit miffed that nobody could believe that, in his words, he was a honeypot to lure Pamela Anderson.
The honeybee.
Yes. So I'll just go a quick whip around the room out of this tree. Actually, Lise, I'm going to take you out of it because I cannot hear your, chance encounter with Scott Speedman from a distance in an LA airport one more time. Jace, have you ever had an encounter with a celeb that?
I don't know if we would ever have hooked up or anything, but. Mm. You know Eve's Caritas, one of the artists
on
our...
The singer, yes. Aussie singer.
Her and I used to chat a bit back in the day before she was big as she is now.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't have any, so we'll just
I've go got back another to Lee's. One. I've got another one, guys. I won't tell you the Scott Speedman story, but
oh,
do
what?
You want to hear
that one before.
Do you want to hear the Mr. Big story?
Who's Mr.
Big from Sex and the City?
Oh, I've never
What's
seen
his
it.
Actual Chris, name, Sarah?
Chris Noth.
Chris Noth. Yeah, well,
here we go.
He and I had an encounter. Not like an actual encounter, but could have been
oh,
an encounter.
Oh, here we go.
Had Lisa's
green humble 20-year-old, 20-something ego.
It
comes
was in
to
New York
fore.
City, guys. It was in Manhattan, downtown in Soho. Okay, it was actually in the Soho Bloomingdale's, not the Upper
were
East
they,
Side
were
Bloomingdale's,
they
the cool Bloomingdale's. No, they were not filming.
Was he on like USA Today and you were waving through a window?
Sarah, that would have been you. But no, he and I had a conversation. Okay. And I'm just saying, had I decided.
Had
that,
you put it on?
What was the conversation? Was like, hey, you, can you get me a coffee? What was the conversation?
No, it was a very nice, it was just a nice conversation between two adults.
Are you going to, oh, come on, spill.
No, that, that's, just, well, that's like, because you're making fun of it, so I won't tell you.
I'm absolutely making fun of it because you probably said, hi, how
it's
are
not
you?
A
and
lie.
Lise was like, if I had green lit that.
If I had turned the Joey Tribbiani on, how you doing?
Yeah, then she would be Lise Noth instead of Lise Carl.
Actually, that's got a nice ring to it.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
I'm kind of obsessed with crocodile stories and encounters at the moment. This is because when we were away on holidays, we went up to North Queensland and we visited a crocodile farm that was outside of Rocky. And we were looking at all the croc signs up north on Croc Watch, right? It's kind of exciting. So when this story crossed my eyeballs last night, I thought I've got to share this act of stupidity. That's okay. What it is, all right? So a fisherman has been absolutely blasted for swimming 30 metres to his tinny that was, I believe it was just anchored off the shore in Crab Claw Island waters, which is about 135 clicks away from Darwin.
Oh, gosh.
Right. And there are signs everywhere saying a 4-metre salty had just been relocated to those waters. So he swam 30 metres. People were on the shore filming him, saying things like, oh, my God, 10 more metres, just get there. Like others were like, I just would have waited to low tide to go out and get my boat. And he made it to the boat.
That's a right? fair and I thought, risk to
at
take.
At what point would you swim 30 metres in croc waters to get to a boat? Like what would actually make you do that? It can't be because the barracuda are biting.
No, if your child was on there or something, or you had to, if you had to save somebody,
yeah.
right?
That's still, the only... The child on the boat is safer than you are in the water.
Absolutely, but I suppose you would consider it if your parental maternal instinct kicks in and for some reason you had to get to a child, maybe the child was, you know, I would swim. If you were on there, Sarah, probs not.
See you later. Drifting out into more open water.
I mean, just to go fishing, that's...
Well, that's what makes me think, like, surely he was, like, caught out in something, like, he's told work, he's sick, and then they've tracked Find My Phone and it's floating in Crab Crawl Island. He's like, shit, I've got to get out there. I can find no reason to actually do that. But anyway, I just thought let's open it up to crocodile encounters. Or near crocodile encounters.
Okay, guys. You heard the lady.
Is this like even if you're at a croc park?
Oh,
yeah. Because some things can go wrong.
Well, I mean, I just think people love a crocodile story, right?
13,
so
10,
everyone
16.
Goes through that stage as a kid where you become obsessed with crocodile
the
attacks.
The thing with you, Sarah.
Which is where my daughter is at the moment. And I'm living for it. Love it. We watch Crocodile Dundee together on the holidays.
But that's not a scary movie. You've got to watch Rogue.
It is. No, I'm not. She's too young for Rogue. And
my
it's scary in
that.
Croc Dundee when that beast comes out and grabs Linda Kozlowski's necklace when she's washing in her G-string togs. Remember that bit? Remember that?
13, 10, 60.
13, 10, 60.
Crocodile encounters.
I just want to hear about
croc stories.
Yeah. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
This is Those Two Girls. You can follow them on Instagram at Lise and Sarah. A few little technical issues happening.
Yes,
with us
apologies,
today.
Everyone. The phones aren't working third day, so we can't hear your crocodile encounters, which I'm terribly disappointed at. So instead, could you please maybe message them to us on Instagram at Lise and Sarah?
We could just use this whole talk topic again tomorrow.
good.
Let's replay the break we just did.
All right. Well, let's change pace. Let me take you into the shower, if I may, because there's a, you know, another online debate raging, and I use those three words very, very loosely. But a lady has posed the question about is there any other way to take a shower than with your back facing the shower stream? Okay, she's posted this on Twitter. She's trying to settle this issue, and she's realized that there are people out there in the world who face the stream of water. Now, quick poll, quick whip around here. I'm a back showerer.
I'm a back showerer as well.
I'm a back showerer as well.
So who are the people who face the stream?
I have one in my life. Dane showers stream facing. I have never seen him in the shower with his back to the water. But keep in mind, he's 6'4", 6'5", so his face never gets the splash from the shower. So I wonder if that would be nice if you're so tall that you sort of only ever get the jet of water on your chest region.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I mean, I know what you mean. People's responses are strange. Someone said, I don't like my face in the water at all unless I've had a terrible day. And you do that thing they do in films where you put your hands on the wall and lean forward with your hair streaming down like you've just blown up an entire planet and need some time to think. I was like, yeah, okay, I'll take that one. Another person wrote, I always start facing the shower. I wash my face, turn around, whack the temperature up. Then I sit down, hug my legs, put my head on my knees. It's so relaxing. Other people are like, you just can't relax with a shower in your face.
You can't.
But maybe this is your point. Only tall people do it.
I think tall people
Or nozzle adjustment is key. I really wish we'd heard crocodile stories.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
We have...
Shivers. I mean, there's no communication in this team. I was going to say, Sarah, I want to tell our friends listening, if you guys have a spare 34 minutes this week, we need you to watch The Speed Cubers on Netflix.
It features Australia's nicest man. He happens to be a world champion Rubik's Cuber. His name is Felix Zemdegs, and we've got him on the line right now.
Morning, Liz. Morning, Sarah.
Watching you was an absolute pleasure on that documentary series and the journey that you've been on since you were a little whippersnapper with Rubik's Cubes. Congratulations on all you've achieved. Tell us how you got into Rubik's Cubing.
Sure. I first learned how to solve a Rubik's Cube when I was 12 years old at the start of high school. Pretty much got very, very addicted, as you can tell probably by the documentary. Still doing it at age 25, so yeah.
Felix, I believe you guys are like genius level smart. Is that accurate?
It's definitely not accurate. That's a misconception that we're trying to still fix, but you know, you definitely do not have to be any sort of genius or, you know, maths whiz or anything like that. Anyone can learn how to solve it. You're just a bit of patience and practice.
I've never been able to solve a Rubik's Cube once. And your record when you were 12 was 19 seconds. Now tell us how fast you're doing it.
These days, probably doing it in around 6.5. Best single time in comp is 4.16.
Four seconds. I
mean, and so I suppose the competition also has forged amazing friendships between you and your fellow competitors from around the world. And the doco really showcases your relationship with Max Park, who's 19 years old, who happens to also be on the autism spectrum, and the impact that you have had on Max's life and vice versa, Felix, I suppose.
Yeah, over the years I've been able to, lucky enough to travel around the world and meet all sorts of various people. And yes, and Max is one of the competitors. And over the last, like, kind of 4 or 5 years, he's the one who's been winning all the competitions, breaking all the records that I used to have. And so because we've, you know, been at all these competitions together, we've been able to get along. And I guess he kind of really looks up to me, and his parents are lovely people. And yeah, been able to help him out along the way.
I mean, you're downplaying this, yeah, Felix, because of how humble you are. And this is what's so beautiful about watching the Speed Cubers is Max's parents said you were the first person he ever took a photograph with. That when he started pointing, he was pointing at you. And his father explained how for a lot of kids on the autism spectrum, pointing is something that is almost unattainable. It's just...
Yeah, have you been flooded by messages from other people on the spectrum or parents of neurodiverse kids saying thank you for what the show has brought?
Yeah, no, I've definitely got a lot of correspondence and messages over, well, I mean, it was released in July, but like the first few months were pretty hectic. And then even still, kind of every day, you get a few messages here and there from all sorts of people. And yes, particularly kind of parents or those on the autism spectrum, kind of saying, you know, they really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, they just wish, or they wish for something like that for their child as well. And so, you know, that's been really lovely.
Do you still compete?
Oh, I still absolutely compete. I've got my first competition of the year next weekend, Melbourne Summer Open.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, no, I still practice and compete and everything like that.
Do you think there's a future in commentary for you? Because
I love the commentary on it.
The commentary was great. And then, oh, there's a bit of a lock up there. Oh, he's not going to be happy with that. I mean, is that your future, Felix, once you've retired from breaking records?
I don't know if that's a full-time thing. I think the competing and breaking records is much more of a full-time thing. But in due course, but I still plan on practicing and competing for a while to come, I think.
And do you think the Speed Cubers has increased the number of young kids interested in Rubik's Cubes in the same way the Queen's Gambit has basically broken records for chess clubs?
Oh, thank you for bringing up the Queen's Gambit. That was my favorite thing of the year.
Oh, it was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, I suspect it has, I mean, probably didn't blow up quite as much, but I suspect it's probably had kind of a similar impact in that, you know, people
respect it
and picked up a cube and learned how to solve it. And particularly last year, they probably had a fair bit of time to do so.
I'm interested in the Netflix process. How did that all come about? And did you make a buck out of it? And did they know from the get-go that you would be one of the main characters, for want of a better word? Or did that develop
I think that was the plan originally. The focus of the documentary was just going to be on me and Max as the characters, and then going into the world championship. But no, I didn't get paid for a documentary. I don't know if that. Sure, Michael Jordan probably got a bit of coin out of his.
Hey, there's still time for you, Felix. Don't you give up on your dreams yet, all right? Look, The Speed Cubers is on Netflix. It's wonderful for the whole family to watch together, actually. Felix Zemdegs, Rubik's Cube champion, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, no worries. Cool. Thanks,
this is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
It's been a long time between drinks,
games.
But it's time to play.
Don't you know I'm still standing.
Okay, guys, this is how it goes. Jace has a stack of cards. He chooses one. He gives us a topic. Sarah and I ping pong back and forth with our answers until one of us fails miserably.
All right, let's kick it off. Sports venues in Australia.
Oh, my God.
Stadium.
What? No, you have to give a name. What? Okay, so Oval. That's a... Tennis court. You can't, it has to be an actual name.
Yeah, you can't
okay.
Have a good
name. Sarah, like ANZ Stadium.
All right, Homebush.
Shivers.
it's a good game.
Lang Park.
No, you're out.
Oh, Lang I just got in there.
No,
Lang Park doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, but it did exist.
But it has to still exist.
Still, okay, it's not called that anymore, is it?
1-0 to Sarah.
Yes.
Okay. Towns beginning with T.
Townsville.
Tenterfield.
Terrigal.
Tidney.
Sarah!
I'll accept it. I don't know all the towns in Australia named
Trisbane.
I'll accept it.
Telbin.
I'll accept it.
Tadelaide.
Thunderbird.
Turf.
Tonto.
Tarwin.
Troom.
All right. One each.
This... Jace, you can't be a weird judge.
I can be whatever I want to be.
Oh, God. People can't play along if we're saying nonsense.
You'll love this one. Condiments.
Mayonnaise.
Tomato sauce.
Dijon.
Tomusto. Just a combo of tomato and mustard. It's in my fridge.
Oh, wow. Mm. Caramelized onion. That's all. I just bought it at Aldi. It's a Colway brand, and you spread it on your sandwich.
You mean a chutney, I believe.
But it's a caramelized onion.
Okay,
it's
we'll
in a jar. That's
time.
What it's called.
We'll accept it this time.
All right. Okay. Liverwurst.
Mustard. Just plain mustard. American mustard.
Okay. Condiments. You're asking for a pesto.
Oh. Are you really pushing the bounds of this game?
Gherkin.
That's nice. You can put that
guess
on
what,
a,
Sarah?
You can put that on a hot, guys. If you think gherkin is a decent condiment, you put that in. You put that on a sanger.
It's basically a spread we're looking for.
Not necessarily.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you know what a condiment is?
Why didn't you just say spread then?
Because he's reading what's off the card.
I am reading what's off the card.
All right, that was a cracking good game.
We'll work on that next week. Will be better, I think.
Just dusting the cobwebs off this week, so just got
to
do it.
Good morning to everyone in Tadelaide, Trisbane, Turf, Telburn.
And, of course, Tasmania.
Hey, that works.
We didn't even...
That's a state, though. It's not
it
really
is.
A
it
city.
Was not a city.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, Tobart.
Bye.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
So that was the show.
That was the show. A little bit higgledy-piggledy, but let's not let it stop there. Jace, you promised another round of I'm Still Standing.
Yes, I did.
Oh, God, I'm regretting bringing this game to the table.
Don't you know I'm still
it's really
standing.
Hard to play at this hour of the morning when our brains are not warmed up. Right?
Oh, don't bring us both down into your
Sarah,
issues.
This is from you who said Tidney. I mean, case in point, our brains aren't warm. I guess that's what makes it entertaining.
Okay, try again.
Okay. You know the rules. Back and forth. Oh, let me just get these ping pong sound effects going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know what's strange? Over the last probably 2 days, I've heard this song probably 3 times.
I was saying to
played
Sarah.
Played it in the cricket yesterday.
I reckon this is in my top 10.
Good
songs of all time.
It is a very good song.
Well, if you've got
those chord progressions,
if you
amazing.
Sing the movie,
and what a great cover!
Johnny
that is.
The Gorilla
great
sings
cover
an
by
excellent
Johnny
version.
The Gorilla.
So,
it gives you goosebumps, doesn't it?
Oh, really good.
I mean, who is Johnny the
and
Gorilla?
And what about
who
who's
plays
the,
that?
I'm not sure, but what about
such a great
who is it?
Movie.
Mina the elephant.
Mina,
and that's Jennifer Hudson's voice, I think, doing
but
her.
Who's Johnny the Gorilla?
Johnny the Gorilla is
tremendous.
Sings. Yeah, it is amazing.
My dad cried in that movie.
Oh, didn't we all?
I didn't.
No, of course not. Hang all on, right. Just quickly, just wait, just let me look up who Johnny the Gorilla. Johnny the Gorilla. Voiced by Taron Egerton. Or,
oh, yes.
Or Egerton.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
And what was he in, Sarah?
Taron
Egerton is,
Taron.
There's something about that individual.
Is he related to Joel?
That's what I'm thinking.
No, he's British actor and singer. Oh.
But
he's been nominated for BAFTAs, Grammys, Screen Actors. He's 30. He was in The Kingsman, The Dark Crystal, Watership Down. Let me just see his movies. Rocket Man.
Rocket
he was
Man.
Young Elton
That's,
John.
It's young Elton John. Yes.
Which is perfect, isn't it?
Which is perfect. But did he get that role after playing Johnny the Gorilla? He would have. They would have heard him in that.
Yes, because Singh was in 2016.
And then they've given him a biopic.
And Rocket Man was 20.
Because of Johnny the Gorilla.
Biopic?
It should be biopic.
It should be biopic.
I know.
Everybody
even then when you said
that.
Biopic, it grated.
I hate saying
I
biopic.
I just don't think it's right.
Is that how it actually is? Is it biopic?
It's biopic. But
no.
Sarah and I got slammed when, like, our first week of radio ever, we were on. And it was so funny because we were so in sync and we were, like, talking about a new move, a new biopic that came out. And our producers at the time burst out laughing. They were like, guys, what? What did you say? What was that word? And we were like, both of us,
biopic.
And they were like, that's not how you
biopic
say it.
Doesn't
it's a
sound
biopic.
It doesn't. No.
It doesn't.
But
bio
that's
picture,
how it is.
Like biopicture.
Yeah, I get it.
Biographical
you know, biology.
Yeah. What?
Well, I've been saying biology.
Biology. It's weird. It's one of those words that just doesn't. I really have to concentrate. Ever since they said that to
I
us,
I just wiped it from my vocab. I never say that word ever.
Well, I
think because
myself.
We were looking at bioptic. Like, there's a bioptic nerve, isn't there?
Also myopic.
Myopic, that's right.
Yeah, I think it's that.
I don't think there is a bioptic nerve. I think it's just an optic nerve.
I think it's just an optic nerve. But we'll go with bioptic nerve. We do have two eyes after all.
That's
right.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Anyway. Don't you know I'm still standing
than I ever been. All right.
Like a true survivor. Feeling like a little kid. Don't you know I'm still
okay, let's
first
play
first cassette tape I can ever recall, living in Papua New Guinea. Have I said this before? Mum had the Elton John cassette that had this on it.
What was the name of the school she went to,
Jase? Panguna International School.
We've heard it once, we've heard it.
Yep.
It doesn't work the same
and
with
this
Sarah.
This was
you told Panguna. Stories over and over again.
Panguna. We've heard it. I feel like I grew up in bloody Panguna International.
Oh mate, I right, feel like I've lived in Manhattan for 4 years of my adult life.
Let's you should be so game. Lucky, Sarah.
All right. Sarah, you're kicking this one off.
Actually, wait, just stop. There's this app called Reface where you can put your face on
so
movie
fun.
Stars. So fun. Anyway, there's one that's a Victoria's Secret one, and I was going to put Lisa's face on it, and then I was just got irritated. I'm not doing it. So I put mine instead.
How'd that go?
I was like, God, I would be so hot. And then it just made me depressed.
Yeah.
I had crumbs on my bosom. Yeah. Okay.
Sarah, you're up.
Okay.
Kicking it off. Songs you hate.
What? Songs I hate would be the Ed Sheeran Beyonce one where she chips in
perfect,
on
yep.
Perfect. Unnecessary, babe. Back off.
Please.
I hate I'm Still Standing by Elton John.
There's no way to prove or deny.
I hate Blue. That song that goes, I'm blue.
Great song.
I believe I would die. I believe I would die.
I hate Dancing on the Moonlight.
Everything. Top loader. Nice.
Feeling. I hate Groove Is in the Heart because the first two bars are great, but then it just goes nowhere and you're left on the dance like, my heart. Groove Is in the Heart. There's nothing you can do with that song.
I hate the song Monster Mash. Hate it.
Do the mash.
Do the
Monster Mash.
I mean, anyone who loves that song, they're the type of people who are like, I'm so kooky.
On that
you
vein, I hate the Time Warp.
Hate the Time Warp.
I didn't like the Rocky Horror Show movie.
Hate
and
it.
I don't like the song.
I hate Spoonful of Sugar.
By Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
But you love Julie Andrews.
I love Julie Andrews.
I still haven't seen the new.
Don't bother. Hated it.
Actually,
yeah,
I
wrecked it for me. It wrecked it
okay,
for
well,
me.
This is, I'm going to leapfrog off you. I hate the entire Sound of Music soundtrack.
What?
I don't like them.
She's lying.
What?
We know she's
that
lying.
Lie.
We know
lie.
She's
like,
lying.
I'll sing them, but I don't.
I've seen you.
I don't enjoy them. No, you've seen me sing other musicals like Chicago, not Sound of Music.
I don't believe it.
No. I mean, I know the words and stuff, but, you know, do or dear.
I
okay.
hate Razzle Dazzle.
Oh! When you're good to mama. Okay. I hate that Jamiroquai song about...
Can't eat.
No, the jet.
Can't eat in my heels tonight,
no, the jet one.
Baby.
The jet one.
Okay, this
Love
is...
Philosophy.
Love,
fool.
There you go.
I mean, any song. I thought that song was called Love, Fool, because you can't.
No, that was that band.
You can't divide a word like philosophy with that much of a pause.
Fool,
Bill, philosophy. Right.
Okay, I got another one.
Have a gap.
I regret choosing songs you hate.
We could
I don't
have
think
kept going on and on. Yeah.
Lee's. Yes. Places you find snakes.
The bush.
Mum and Dad's house.
Our paddock.
A zoo.
A jungle.
In my friend's kitchen.
Under the tinny. Yeah, we lifted the tinny up the other day and there was a snake under it.
Really?
Mm.
Goodness me. In a snake catcher's car.
In
She's
a glove
not wrong.
Box.
Under a tyre rim.
Under a bucket.
In a bonnet.
In our ceiling cavity.
In a boot.
There's a snake in my boot. In that type
I think you mean car
too.
Boot. And I was going to say, are you just choosing
car boot? She meant that boot and I meant
shoe boot.
Okay. Shoe boot.
No, I just said shoe boot.
No, oh, I thought you meant car boot.
Yeah, I said bonnet and then I said boot.
Okay, so now I'm saying whatever other boot you didn't mean.
Oh, okay. All right. In a movie, on a plane.
In the Klongs of Thailand.
On the savannah.
This game on in the Amazon River. Anaconda.
In the in the sea. You can get a sea snake.
Oh yes, I once got chased by a stripy sea serpent in Vanuatu. Quite the thrill. I was on a pedalo.
Are you just trying to
No, I'm just telling you the story. I was on a pedalo, me, Mum and my sister Fred, on the pedalo, the clear waters of Vanuatu, and we were like, let's just jump off the pedalo into the, like, you could see right down to the bottoms there. It was so deep that you can just see the ocean floor. Beautiful white sand. We were swimming, all of a sudden this freaking massive, stripy black, I'll never forget it, black and yellow snake. Do you know how fast those
long this bet has been playing for?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never swum that quickly in my life to get back on. And it's hard to get back on a pedalo.
All right. Well, if we're going personal, under some old wooden pallets on Wills's farm.
Sure.
In the sheets.
That happened at Mum and Dad's.
No, sorry, I meant a doodle.
We don't want to know about your mum and dad.
Mum and dad used to run a mummy used to run a little bed and bed and breakfast on their cottage. Anyway, they had a lady staying there and she was like 7 months pregnant. And they had signs on the cottage, which was an old converted schoolhouse, and it said you must leave the screen door closed at all times because snakes are around in here. Anyway, someone had left it open and the lady went down to go to bed and she put her hand under the pillow, right?
Forget it.
Felt something, pull it out, and she had a snake phobia, obviously, and it was just a tree snake, but it had curled up under the pillow. This was in winter, and Dad had to come down and get it out.
How about that?
That does happen.
I mean, it's just
what about
a tree
that
snake.
Kid up north who's like got half mauled by a giant python in the middle of the night. His mum heard scream and she went in. Remember, he was like covered in blood.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind snakes. Like, there are other things I'm scared of. Snakes aren't one of them. I mean, I don't like the venomous ones, but
no,
like I'll happily wrap a giant python around my neck and get a photo at a zoo.
I wouldn't mind like the green ones, the really bright, beautiful green tree snakes. I can handle that, but I think it's the black ones.
Oh, well, they're dangerous.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, you can tell. There's something there, hooded eyelids. Their faces are different.
Or the flatter ones?
Yeah.
I like the big, chunky, you know, rope ones.
Yeah.
What do they call them? A nope rope. I love that.
There's a great huge one at Lone Pine Zoo. It's an olive python, and I think its name is Calamata, which I appreciate.
Cute.
And massive, and you can stand there and get your photo taken with it.
Guys, FYI, hold on. Mic's down or not. This lady can... the interview that you were chasing. She's keen.
Couldn't wait, could it?
Oh, okay, cool.
She's keen.
I've said, do you want to do it now? And she said, well, I'm driving to work. I'm wondering if the road noise would be too much. Otherwise, you can do early tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow. Like what time, guys?
Like 5:30.
Well, what time does she go to work? Yeah. She's a busy girl. Yep.
Well, she's up at 5:30. Let's do that.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Next question.
Should have turned mics down.
Can we wrap this up?
No, we gotta go because we've got an interview.
Yeah, we do have to.
Yeah, but
go.
That's until 6:30.
Yeah, we've done three.
I gotta make a podcast and stuff.
One more. Please, Jasmine, please. We didn't get people crocking counters. Give us some more.
Okay.
Goodness.
I think you'll struggle with this one.
You can take your chooks bum mouth off.
Be a quick game. Don't you know I'm still standing
better than I ever did? Okay, let's play Prove Jace Wrong with this one. Okay.
Sarah. I've tapped out.
Songs.
Oh, more?
With the word love in the title.
Love philosophy.
Love fool. What's love got to do with it, Taylor Jane?
Oh.
Love me tender, Elvis Presley.
Love
You're playing against the other side of the ping pong table. You know the board you just put up?
Sarah's in quarantine, like the Aussie.
That
word, say cleaner, L-O-V-E, love. How can four letters mean so much? That word, say clean now.
What about, there's a really famous one.
Love.
We haven't played it this year yet, which is surprising because we played it every show last year.
What was that song?
Kygo.
What's love? We said that already, didn't we? Love, what's love got
I
to do with
it? No, I said Taylor Dane.
Oh.
But you could accept Tina Turner.
Tina Turner. But is that the name of this Tina Turner song? Yeah. What's love got to do with it? Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Love.
Lover. Beat my lover. Wanna be my lover. I'm still in. I got
in
before the buzzer.
No, you didn't.
We
gotta go.
Yeah, righto, bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.